You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me. The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
You got to hold your mic. Just so you know.
What up, Ronnie Boo?
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
I like that wallpaper, too. It's nice.
Isn't it? It's a good-looking bathroom.
Tropical.
Good-looking bathroom.
Yeah.
So how's everybody doing? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You had a nice weekend?
Yep.
It was
We're in Miami.
It's a little hot.
Well, it's summer in Miami.
Yeah, but it was a nice weekend.
It's end of June in Miami. That's
good,
the hottest.
Good weekend.
Yeah. It's nice being here.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
This is where I live, so I like it.
No, but it's nice for me to come down. It's been a good time with my boys. I'll go back in a couple hours. Where are we going to go for lunch? We'll talk later.
I had a place in mind that I haven't been and you haven't been, and it's new.
Is it a fancy fufu place?
It's like the place I took you last time in
Love
Brickell.
It.
It's just a cafe. It's called All Day Cafe.
Done.
Not a sponsor.
Done.
They're not, but that's where we're going to go.
Not a robot.
Yeah.
100% we'll go to that, because mom likes the fucking...
No, it's literally a cafe. It's mainly a coffee shop, but they also serve breakfast, like Crema, where we went
that
last
was good.
Time. Also
not
a sponsor.
Okay.
But Crema's good. If you're in Miami and you need a coffee shop, Panther actually is number one. They're also not a sponsor, but I love Panther and I stick by them. That's just for coffee.
Can we try to get them a sponsor?
Yeah, I actually like know the guy who runs all their marketing. we've talked. He's like a friend now.
About your relationship. It has to end.
They just don't do marketing at all.
All right,
but I know him. And Bryce and I know him, and we're fans of the Panther brand.
I know
and
you
the
like
people
it.
People behind it.
That's nice.
And it's local.
That's nice.
And I go to their roastery here, and this is not an ad, so you're welcome, Michael. That's
yeah,
the guy.
Very nice. Very nice.
He actually might listen to the podcast. So
we hope everybody had a nice weekend and spent some good time with their loved ones, and they just enjoyed and relaxed, because you, our listeners, deserve it.
Yeah, some of them. Some of them don't. Some people hate listening to this podcast.
But hate it, they still deserve to relax on the weekend.
I love that people hate listen. Like, I know people, because I have friends who will tell me that there are people that will, like, text them, like, oh, my God, did you hear what Bronson said? In a bad way. Like, trying to, like...
Yeah, like, get a life.
But it's like, then it's like, I know you listen then.
We have...
So, hi!
We have a family here in Boca that, we're not going to mention names, that we're friends with. Okay, and the diehard liberals, which is completely fine. We don't give a shit about that. You know who I'm talking about, Ronnie.
Well, they're not liberals. If you're like, but yeah, modern liberal, sure.
But either way,
like, I'm liberal.
Yeah, so am I.
Right. Like, you,
no, but they're retarded. Listen, so we were friends with them.
They're progressives, which is different.
We were friends with them, and they, unbeknownst to us, until we had our close friends tell us, they can't stand us. Like, it's hysterical. They have said to our close friends, more than one, how are they friends with us? And, like, trying to get them not to be friends with us.
Yeah, so hi, guys. You know
now,
who you are.
Now, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck because I don't have anything against them. I was shocked to know that, find that out. And kudos to my couple of friends that basically told them to go fuck themselves in a nice way, which is really great. And shout out to you guys. But it's weird.
It's crazy. Remember?
Because I... Again, I have nothing against these people. Like,
but also, like, what are you saying that's so crazy? And even sometimes you say things, but it's like, okay, so?
Right. And
I just don't understand.
Right. And even if I say things, okay, that you don't agree with, does that mean you should badmouth someone?
Well, to progressives, it does, yes.
Like, live and let live. And I don't really care. Again, I don't care because I have enough friends as it is. I don't need new friends. But I was a little shocked. No great loss. But I was a little shocked. But I would love to have a conversation and, like, say that, like, just be like, are you fucking retarded?
Yeah.
Seriously, what the fuck is with
you? Just you even saying that word will be like...
I don't give a...
No, I know, but in their mind, they'll be like, oh, I can't be friends with someone
like
that.
I don't care. Like, fuck them.
But the only reason they think that is because they're told that. They're told, oh, you can't be friends with someone who voted for Trump. You can't be friends with someone
But more importantly, if you're an educated person, why wouldn't people not have the right to have freedom of speech?
Well, yeah, those don't... Yeah. I mean, I agree.
No, meaning, I'm saying you're not ignorant. What I'm saying is you're not ignorant. If you people should be allowed to have their rights and be who they are.
Right,
and
but a lot of people don't agree with that.
I agree. I understand, but it just is. It's shocking. It's still, I find it shocking.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's just crazy that there are people out there that are, remember I told you about my friend's friend. So I was in LA with my friend a while ago, remember? And I met one of her friends. Who knew a girl that I grew up with. Remember, I'm going to mute it.
So very weird.
So this girl,
and by the way, and we love their parents. Like the parents, just nice people.
Well, yeah. So I was at a party and I met this girl, and it turns out she works with the girl that I grew up with, like knew since I was a little kid, was friends with all through high school,
and the families were friends. We like them; they're good people.
And so she's
actually one of my doctors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is with the girl, the daughter. I don't know about the parents, but
I like the parents. I like the parents a lot.
This girl asked, she knew that, I guess that's the girl that she worked with knew me. So she asked her about me, and the girl said to her that I was gross and vulgar. But I haven't spoken to this girl in like 4 years since high school, longer. So I haven't spoken to this girl in 7 years.
Longer than 4 years.
And that's how we left high school. We were friends. But now just because of this podcast, that's how she thinks of me. And it's like, whoa, it's crazy.
And funny, and you're really not vulgar. You actually speak both sides. Like you push me to see the other side.
Yeah.
You're much more easygoing. And also it's people are bizarre.
It's just
but then
crazy.
Again, but you know, like Bronny, there's so many people in the world. Do we need we can weed out a lot of people. Honestly, there's for only sure. 7 days a week. I don't even have time to see the people I really, really want to see. So if someone doesn't like me,
I don't care that this girl thinks it's just, that way. It's just shocking. It's just bizarre that it's like there are people out there who are forming opinions of me without talking to me. Whoa, look at the seaplane.
Oh, that's cool.
Seaplane's just landing. That's
so
cool.
So when Burke at USC his freshman year, a girl from Boca, there's four girls in a quad, and she had to leave the second semester because the other three girls were not Trump supporters, and they knew she voted for Trump, and they bullied her. Now, if it was just because he voted for her, if it was reversed, could you imagine?
Well, I would bully someone who voted for Biden.
No, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know.
You got food all throughout your teeth.
It's not food. I was chewing on coffee beans before I came here. I ate a few espresso.
Well, that's got to be bad for your teeth.
Why?
To darken your teeth?
What? To chew on?
Okay.
It's like, they're beans.
Can you eat them?
Yeah, of course. I like eating espresso beans.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't be friends with Bronson either. Okay.
What? That's like a good snack. You just pop a few.
Okay.
I used to eat chocolate-covered espresso beans. Were really, really good. Okay. That's like a good snack because it tastes like coffee.
They're not hard?
Crunchy. They're like any other nut. Like, you know, they're okay. A bean. Yeah. So that's what that is. So, sorry.
I don't care.
But yeah, it's just bizarre that like people form opinions. I mean, I guess that's what... When you put your voice out there to the public, like we do, people
I have no
will form opinions. Like,
and I'm okay with that.
Of Joe Rogan, boy, of Chris D'Elia.
I'm okay with them forming opinions.
Yeah.
But it's shocking how people will tell friends not to be friends with us because of that. That you need to get a life.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, but then I guess, does
you
it.
Fat, bald
but
fuck.
But then is it important to like watch? I mean, not watch what we're saying and curb what we're saying, but like.
No.
No, but there are certain things, right? Like that will say, that I would say to like you. But should I be saying that to the world forever in perpetuity? Because these things will exist forever.
No. Well, some things you need to be careful about.
Right. That's what I'm
some
saying.
Some things are no one's business.
Right.
So you have to decide what that is. Now,
and I've made those mistakes sometimes on
yes,
the show.
Yes, you have. I know
that.
You have.
We've learned that.
Yes, I know you have. And there's some things that are just no one's business, period.
Yeah, and there are some things that maybe are just better left unsaid. And that's, I guess, maturity is learning those.
That's what I'm
those,
saying, yes.
Is learning... Yeah, because they exist forever, right? Like forever, my children will be able to hear conversations that we've had where I'm like, oh, you probably should have known that, you know? Yeah. But that's just whatever.
That's
I'm
okay.
Also just an open person, so that's
and,
just part
and the
of it.
Things you hear and know about me, does it really change anything about, because you know who I am, and we have a very open, no filter relationship as a family.
Right, yeah.
It probably was a big adjustment for mom.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
it's
but
fine.
It's been 33 years now with mom.
Yeah,
so she's used to it. Yeah, and then for you kids, you've grown up.
We've
into
always
this
been this way,
right?
But now, like, it's.
But what about your friends?
Now it's like recorded forever. Yeah,
your friends probably know too. But new friends probably have art. You good?
No, new friends now. It's like they only know me. People who have met me since we've been doing this. It's so weird because like they only know me as someone who has a podcast. You know.
Oh, interesting.
But then I was thinking about that the other day. It's like, it's so weird because now, like, you know, I'm going to law school soon. Like, my whole career path has changed, right? And my whole life has changed, right? Like, now I have a podcast and I'm going to be a lawyer. So that's all my friends who meet me now, that's all they think of me as. Where, like, if someone met me 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I was like, they thought of me as in film, artist, making movies.
A little more liberal.
It's just like so funny how like
life changes.
I had a whole career in film. I was like working on all these movies, doing all that stuff. My kids will probably not even know that.
You know, do you miss it?
No. But like, you know how you will say stuff sometimes to us? You'll be like, oh yeah, I was the captain of the soccer team. And we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What? We're like, and that was like a big part of your life at one point, and we had no idea. We were like, we don't even believe you. You know, like my kids.
I know you tease me on all those things.
Like one day I'll be watching a movie and I'll say something and be like, you don't know anything about movies. And I'll be like, well, actually I worked for Leonardo DiCaprio, bitch. And they'll be like, no, you didn't. You know, they're like, they won't believe me, because they'll be like, you're just a lawyer. You didn't do that stuff.
Right.
It's just weird how like there was a whole part of my life that even my friends nowadays, it's like I have to tell them these things. Where back in the day, my friends just knew this because that's what I did. And then even at one point, probably too, like, you know, this podcast will not be a thing. Probably. I know you. But like then I'll have to like tell people, oh yeah, I had a podcast through COVID and it was like big and we had all these sponsors. And they'll be like, I don't believe you. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's just
and
weird how life
hundreds,
is like that.
Probably over 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, maybe.
You got to keep going. You need
the 1,000 episodes?
How many do we have now? 200 something?
No, this is episode 140.
And Patreon.
Yeah, oh sure. So
yeah,
we have
over 200.
Yeah. Right. But 1,000.
Yeah, but it's no big deal.
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Right? So what's your point?
Yeah, over 2 years.
If anything, it's worse for me.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying 1,000 episodes is crazy. Rogan's been doing it for 10 years. He does 3 episodes a week. He just hit 2,000 last week.
All right, so we'll go 500. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, no.
The problem is the people demand it.
No,
we're feeding.
I'm not saying that.
We got to fuel the fire.
That's not what I'm saying. That's a whole other thing. I'm just saying
fuel the fire, yeah.
It's crazy that like you have these parts of your life that are like, or even like, I bet it's weird for you. Like before you had us, you probably had a whole life, right? Like I think of myself now.
Can we just pause for a moment? Let me just think of this good time, which is 1 minute. Everybody, we're not having technical difficulties when you hear a moment of silence. 1 minute. Good time.
Right, go ahead. But you know what I mean? Like I think of how I am right now. And like, this is my whole life, you know, like, I do all these things, and it's like I have a whole life with all these things.
Yeah, kind of hard poo poo.
No, but and then once, you know, in 10 years, my whole life is going to be so different, but my kids aren't going to know what my life was like now. I mean, I guess they will with this podcast.
So what's really cool is as a parent, right, because same thing, I don't know about my parents' upbringing, right? But me being a parent.
But your parents had their whole life before you.
That's what I'm saying. Me being a parent, I've seen every stage of my kids' lives, which is great.
But what I'm saying is like you were a person that did your own shit, lived your own life, had your own all this shit before I existed that I know nothing about.
That's okay. We could tell you about it.
No, yes. I know. It's just crazy.
That's the way it is. You know, so going back to the friend things or like your career change, whatever, you'll see as you get older, life has many different chapters. And like, you know, the expression one door closed, another one opens. It's interesting. You go through phases. You can have friends that come in your life for a certain particular purpose, right? And then it could be whether it's a month or 10 years. And women have a harder time with that aspect, with the friendship, because, you know, like, they're just
Mom holds on to every single friend.
Yeah, like, oh my God, that person's my friend. When's the last time you spoke with 35 years? I'm like,
she's like,
but
we have to. They're an old friend. And it's like, but you've hung out with them 3 times in your whole life.
So to me, it's nice. I think these different chapters, different experiences, the different points in your life with age, when your kids reach a certain age, there's all different chapters. I got to tell you, I think it's enjoyable, like different things to look forward to, and doing the same thing all the time I think is boring. So I like it. Like this is a good phase Mom and I are at. I think it's a good chapter. But I was looking last night at pictures when your kids were little. Oh my God, so cute.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to do that again.
I honestly cannot do it.
Right, but that's
like if I was Alec or David, I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, but that's what it should be.
Yeah, I'd be stressing.
I'm just saying it's funny, like, and all our lives we've made fun of you. You've said things, you know, like before you were like, oh yeah, I did this. And we're like, no, you did it. Like, that's so weird.
I can't wait for the kids to tease you.
But you know what I mean? Like, to us, we're like, no, you're just our dad. Like, your life started when our life started. But that's so not true.
True, because that's all you know.
Right, but like, me being in my life right now, it's like I've had a whole life, done all these things before any of my kids ever existed, and one day they'll exist and they won't know any of it because it'll just not have mattered to them.
But here's the difference.
Because to a kid, your dad is just your dad. It's not a person.
But this podcast and social media,
right. Yeah.
will allow your children to see your life, which is a beautiful thing.
Unlike, I don't know. Is it though?
I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a cool thing because I'll give you an example.
But like it might break the barrier. Like, you know how you always say, don't be like friends. You know, like when I was a kid, you were totally just my dad where it was like you were this figure of, I mean, we had a close relationship too, but you, there was like, there was a barrier between that, right? It was like.
But that's easy to maintain.
But if my kids through this podcast hear me talk about everything, they know me like as this young, as this like 20-year-old
yeah,
person.
But when you, but that's when you were 20. Now if you're 40, you have an 8-year-old. So you, okay. Yeah. You ever have a situation where like, where I say, don't speak like that to your mom. And you don't mean intentionally, but I, that's right, the parent's right. obligation to still make sure separate.
But that's
still,
what I'm saying. I think the, when my I play, kids will have a harder time distinguishing that barrier.
I don't think so.
It'll be more
it's
fluid.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
I'll give an example. When I play with Banks and I'm playing, but then when I'm done, he knows.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So I think it's sort of nice. Like, I wish I knew more about my dad. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had the history other than a photo.
I know, but no one in history, no father, son, parent, child relationship
knows
up until this one, mine, pretty much.
Correct.
Has experienced that. So, like, we don't know it'll if that's going to be good or bad. You know what I mean?
It'll be very interesting.
Every single generation up until mine will have had the relationship between parent and child of a you know, the child doesn't know much about the parent's life pre. They just know maybe stories, right? They never were able to experience it firsthand, or I guess it would be secondhand. But my children will be able to experience pretty much my whole life before them secondhand. They'll see plenty of videos, plenty of pictures, and it's not like, you know, we could see videos of you, but they were like a minute long and it was like on film and it wasn't very good.
And we're not acting, but it's not spontaneous.
It was different because you were like, oh my God, there's a camera. We have, you know.
Hi, how are you?
Now it's like there's just hours of footage.
That's why you be careful what you say.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's what's interesting.
This is entertainment. This podcast is an entertainment thing. It's a little bit different.
But even pictures, like my kids, you know, will have seen thousands of pictures of all my trips and all my life stages. I've seen 30 pictures of you as a kid total my whole life. You know what I mean? And you've probably seen 2 of your dad your whole life. So it's like, I don't know what the effects of that will be. It'll just be interesting. I've never thought of that until now.
It's a good point, but I think you just have to work to make sure you keep this separate. That,
yeah.
You know, you're the parent. The kids need guidance. They want structure. They want discipline. And you and your wife will need to do that. And it's a little bit different when your kids are younger.
True, I'm talking like teenagers.
Yeah,
when a kid's 4 years old, it doesn't matter.
I think the teenagers when you have them will be growing up quicker than when I had them.
Oh my God, and, you know, definitely.
So it's going to be harder as a parent to
traverse
navigate. Yeah, navigate that and put boundaries and parameters on it.
It'll be so hard because like I feel like most generations, you know, up until yours was kind of one of the first. Yours was the first where it was like, I feel like the parents were like, this is a new world. I don't even know the world that my kids are living in. You know, with like you guys had technology, you had phones. I mean, it wasn't like
I get it, but phones, cell phones, which were the brick cell phones, yeah. And no one really had them, didn't come out until college.
Right, but like
no one had them though.
Your generation.
The movie Wall Street started it.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
But your generation.
Ever
when
watched
you
that
were
movie?
With Michael Douglas? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your generation of growing up, of being teens and 20s. Let's just say 20s, right? Because teens is one thing, but like 20s is where you really become an adult, you know? It's where you really like grow up. Your generation was the first where it was like the world started changing. The 80s and 90s was like everything before the 80s and 90s was kind of the same, right?
It was
great time.
There
were new things, but like the parents could look at their children and be like, I understand what you're going through. Your parents were probably the first generation where like, I don't understand. And then you guys even more with us, like there were, you know, social media, the internet, all this shit where like, you were like, I literally, and you might not have thought this, but it's true. Like you couldn't understand certain things that we were experiencing just because you never experienced them. And then me with my kids, it'll be even crazier. I'll be 40 and be like, I have no idea what the fuck.
Yeah. Like why do you have a chip in your head?
Yeah. Like it'll just be crazy shit. Where it's like, I don't even understand the words you're
saying.
Wait,
you're in your bedroom, but you're doing a hologram and you're at a party at your friend's house.
Exactly. Where like that shit. That shit'll be so hard because
Dad, get out. I'm having a party virtual VR.
Yeah. I'm in China right now.
Dad, I'm having sex. Like, what do you mean? You're in the bed? What? Like, you know, it's all
But like the thing is,
I'm on the phone with my friend who's in Mars. On Mars. Yeah.
Generations have grown up where the parents can help their children raise their children, right? Like that's been a big part of why humans have been successful. Is that grandparents help their children raise their children, and you know,
I didn't have that,
but yeah, but you right, you didn't, but it was, but you know what I mean, right? Like
yes,
the village cultures, helps.
Yes,
the
it takes raise. A village to raise a child,
and so you could go to your parent and be like, I don't understand, like I'm confused. How do I handle this situation? And most of history, the grandparent can say, oh, we went through this. I got you.
Listen, Daniel, son.
But you know what I mean? Like like you as the grandparent, or for most of history would say, oh yeah, I experienced this with you. This is exactly how you handle it. I already made the mistakes. Here's how you handle it.
I think it'll be okay.
I don't know.
I think it'll be okay.
I think there's going to be a lot of shit where it's like,
I think it's what still, the fuck? I still think in the world, the little bubble that we live in, right? That we and our friends, things like that, you're going to go, you're going to do all the mommy and me, you're going to do the private school, you're going to do the education.
It's not that stuff. It's the internet stuff.
I think
you couldn't go to your parents. Mom couldn't go to her parents and be like, we don't know. What should we do? Should I not let them on Facebook until they're 15? Should I not, like, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't experience that. So Bubby and Nana would have been like, I don't even understand what you're talking about.
Correct, but we do.
But if I come to you and I'm like,
we have.
I'm like, but my kid is going on VR. All their friends are only virtual. If I don't let them go virtual, you will be like, I don't fucking know.
No, that's not necessarily true because I think that our generation is a very somewhat educated, well-round generation.
And you also have one foot
in both. Knowledge, right? So I think that we, listen, you and your wife will make a decision and you can ask for our opinions or whatever it is. And here, you know, here's the big learning factor. Everything's sort of been invented. So,
oh, you're so wrong.
Let me talk about when I'm talking about raising kids. Okay, so just hear me out for a minute. Okay, I mean, I don't mean literally everything. There's always something, but I'm saying generally the core, the foundation.
Every episode, no, this country's changed so much. I don't recognize these kids because the foundation's changed.
No, but let me explain what I'm saying. But there's a certain core. So you'll see as you're very intuitive and aware of your surroundings, you're going to emulate the things that you like, that you see in people and parenting and children. And you're going to make sure that when you see the bratty kid, or the kid running around the restaurant, or the kid playing the iPad, you know, while they're having dinner, you know that those things are not right. So you're going to follow that. So we as parents has always tried to emulate things that we like, that we've seen in people and their parenting and the children, and make sure, and we don't do it perfectly, but make sure we try to not do those things. So like, for example, yesterday, that couple, the gay couple with the kid.
They weren't gay, 100% not. 100% not. That was...
Oh, I disagree with you.
I mean, I guarantee Why? You they weren't.
Why?
Because they were both not gay acting, right?
What do you mean? They were... Oh, so, I disagree, so but that's
if
okay.
If Bryce and I took Zarai to dinner, would people just assume we were gay? No.
No, but I think, listen, so, okay, it doesn't matter. But
it
point
was
is,
two guys, normal looking dudes.
No.
One guy.
Now, what do you think, gay?
One guy was
of
sitting.
Of course.
It was a 3-year-old kid. One guy was sitting very close to the kid. The kid was right next to that and had his hand on one of the guys.
Okay.
And he was the one setting up right. The other thing. And the other guy was sitting far away and just chatting with the other guy, wasn't interacting with the kid really. Okay. I think it was just friends getting.
So you think one was a dad?
I think one was the dad and the other was a friend, 100%.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, yeah. And that's fine. I don't really care. But the point is, they put the iPad up right away. And I'm saying to myself, now, this is very common today, and people can do what they want, but they were doing that so the kid can be entertained while they eat. I don't agree with that. Yeah. So you might say, we do want to do that. That's your choice. Right. I think that's a bad thing.
But there are going to be new things that it's like, you don't know. But the thing is, there's...
But you won't be the first. You'll see other people that have kids... It's like
I know, but people don't know how to navigate it already. With the simple compared to what it will be in 20 years, the tech we have is simple and rudimentary compared to what it will be. With this simple rudimentary tech, teen suicide all time high, teen depression all-time high. No one knows how to navigate it, clearly, because there are bad symptoms that are coming out of it. So people aren't knowing how to handle it correctly. And so that's with this level. It's right. Do you agree with me that it's only going to get more complicated?
I think there's things out there that we don't know. But, you know, but the difference is, if you, here's where I think, and there's nothing wrong with things that you don't know, that's part of life and that's growing and learning. The difference is, if you're in sort of in touch and you have a good spouse and you are aware of your children and you take the time and you're in the moment and you want to better yourself and better your family's life, you will do the...
You shouldn't put your phone on your top of your balls.
Why? I'm not having children anymore. I just don't want... Okay, then I'll leave it here.
I just don't want it. It could potentially give you testicular cancer or something.
Oh, okay. I didn't want it.
You shouldn't have put your phone on top of your testicles.
Just, well, first of all, I don't have any balls. I lost those years ago. But the thing is this. So nice. That was perfect timing. So my point is, I think that you'll grow, you'll learn, you'll see, and then you'll try different things. If some things work, some things don't work, but it's all about consistency and staying on top of it. And as a parent, you stay on top of it. You can take the, you know, we have certain people we know where mom always makes the sounds, doesn't she?
But it's not about staying on top. Like, of course, staying on top.
No,
of
but
it,
Bronny.
But there are things that you don't know.
So what?
Right? Like your kid.
So what?
You could be like, I'll only let them on social media during the day. But then it's like, they're going to go on it at night.
Okay, but
they're talking to strangers and they're seeing websites that they shouldn't see.
Okay.
And that's only going to get worse.
Okay.
And then it's like, that's why they're killing themselves.
Okay, but listen.
It's just the thing that
the
I think
the kids
about.
Killing themselves is more than just social media. There's deeper issues there. Okay, there are. You can't just say it's social media. There's deeper issues with the kid. There's deeper issues with the family. I'm not blaming families. I'm saying, but there's deeper issues. And I'm not saying we're all know-it-alls.
But a well-adjusted kid is not going to...
We're not saying we're all know-it-alls, but as a parent, we have to be more in tune. We have to be more aware. We have to, you know, it's like this. If your kid's an introvert, you don't put your kid in introverted sports. You put your kid in team sports.
Right, and I guess you have to just be like... You just have to be involved in your kid's life.
So
you know what's going on.
As a parent, you could say, oh, I work so hard on the weekends, I'm not going to do the flag football. No, do the flag football or do the girl soccer. These are things you have to do. You might say, I'm too lazy. The kid's hounding me. He wants chocolate at 9 a.m. No, you make eggs for the kid. These are things. So the parents, you know, there is a saying that kids are born as a blank book, bank pages, and we write the story
with that. But
no, but the same. But there, listen. This is the nature nurture. There are. It's right. Both. I'm not saying all.
I was just saying my.
But we can add to that book.
Yes, that's true.
We can add to it. So, but it's not. I'm not blaming parents, but parents have a big influence on the raising of the children. So it's up to you. It goes back to episode 106. Pay now, play later. Play now, pay later.
I love that you remember the episode.
But my
name.
My point is, you can't have both ways.
Yeah,
it's like raising a dog. Kids aren't talking, but if you don't put the energy and effort into raising a dog now, when they're fucking 4 and 6 years old, those dogs, they're fucking misery. You don't want to be around them. They're jumping on you. They bark when someone comes to the door. You have to work on it.
Yeah, I guess
the effort in now.
Have to be involved. Because, like, I remember, so I read, you know about Columbine, right? Like, I read, I don't know why, how this popped into my mind, but I read the, like, book about Columbine, which is a great book. You guys should read it. It's very interesting. And one of the main takeaways from it was that the parents of Dylan and Eric, who were the guys that shot up in school, both of their sets of parents were so shocked when this came out. And they were like, we had no idea. Because their kids on the surface were normal. The kids were in sports. Mm-hmm. Kids had friends.
And that could happen
They were
too,
popular.
That can happen also.
And then they were like, we had no idea. Our kids, you know, whatever. They were normal kids. They were so shocked. And then you see that they had this whole online life that the parents were completely unaware of, where they were, you know, they were writing these manifestos, they were going to all these websites that were like so dark and demonic, honestly, you know, like there was a demonic thing to this whole thing. But that was a side to the kids that the parents never saw. Or, you know, when kids commit suicide, the parents are never like, damn, I saw this coming. They're always surprised.
They're surprised.
So it's like, it's just so scary that your kids could have this whole life that's secret to you. But I guess if you're just, you just have to be extra involved
in
their
life.
If you're too involved,
no, but sometimes you can, sometimes you can be involved in your kid's life. They don't even know.
Yeah.
You can see what they're doing on the internet. There are software programs. You can see what they're doing on their internet and the phone and things like that. You can look at their text. You say, no, I don't. Right. You don't have a security code. I pay the phone bill. I
want to
look at
it. I honestly don't even want, like, I don't want my kids to have any tech. But then the problem is, like then you're making, you know, you either let them have, so, right, let's just take social media, right? You either let them have Instagram, and this is a thing now. We have no idea what the tech is going to be when my kids are teenagers. You know, it could be something where it's just even crazier.
Correct.
But you either let the kid, right, let's say I have a daughter who's 13. You either let her have Instagram or you don't, right? You may, as the parent, can make the decision. So if you let her have Instagram, you're exposing her to all these problems of, you know, body dysmorphia, not like self-esteem issues, all this shit, comparing her life to everyone else, competing with everyone else. Or if you don't let her have it, then she might resent you because all her friends have it. She's going to be the weirdo who doesn't have
There's no black and white answer.
No, I don't, just saying,
judge it based on your child.
It's just crazy. It's like, these are like huge decisions.
These will
affect your kid forever.
But that's one of many decisions in life that raises a child. But the other part is,
this episode is brought to you by Manscaped, who are more essential every day as it gets hotter and hotter in the world.
Which you need to use, by the way.
I will. Every Friday, I go in the shower and I do my whole thing. So I use the lawnmower on my body and my nether region, and I use the beard hedger on my face.
And the back of your neck you had to do.
And I use the weed whacker for my nose, my ear hair.
I use the weed whacker a lot because in my nose and my ears.
Dude, but those ones grow fast.
Because I'm not as hairy as you, and your hair is so coarse. It's amazing. How often do you change blades, or you don't need to? That's so good.
I change every few months.
Oh, that's good.
To be sanitary. It's like sanitary. So that's another thing. If you already own Manscaped products and you're not replacing your blades, go and replace the blades.
I need to replace them then.
Yeah. I replace them every few months. Just, you know, the water gets under them. It's just to be sanitary, but it's to keep them sharp.
It's a great product that doesn't nick. And what's my favorite part of Manscaped? That razor.
Yes.
How do you explain that?
The ultra smooth razor is great. You make your balls feel you could as do soft your
balls,
as a
your shaft, butt, your chest, every fucking
which
thing.
Which is kind of wrong to say balls and babies' butts in the same.
And it doesn't chip at all. I mean, nick at all.
No, not at all.
It's unbelievable.
Great. So Manscaped has a great array of products. Go to their website, check it out. It's manscaped.com. You can use the code DADDYISSUES20. You'll get 20% off and free shipping. While you're there, I would check out the ball deodorant, the crop preserver. That's like going to be the item of the summer because you put it down there and you don't have to worry about smelling. You don't have to worry about swamp ass. You don't have to worry about sweating down there. You know, if you're out at the beach all day in the summer and then, you know, you meet a girl at the beach and you want to get lucky later, you don't have to worry about it smelling down there even after being out all day because you've deodorized.
You know, we have our listeners, Manscaped has been a loyal supporter. We support them. It's the best product. I'm shocked if you haven't got it really by now. We've been talking about it so much because you listen to us, you value what we have to say, you respect what we have to say. I'm telling you, it's 100% must. It's not expensive. It's a great thing. It's a game changer. Is it not? It's a game changer.
Yep. So go ahead, go to manscaped.com, use the code DADDYISSUES20. You'll get 20% off and free shipping.
Your generation is much more computer and tech savvy than we are.
So I have a leg up.
So you have a leg, like to me, I'm like, Bronny, how do you turn it on? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I at least know the dangers of these things.
I think you kids absolutely can monitor shit better than we can monitor new kids.
But with Instagram and Facebook, sure. I'm just saying, like, what's going to be the thing? Like, you know how you look at modern stuff and you're like, how do I turn it on? How do I do this? There's going to become a point where technology is so different that I'm going to be like, I don't even know how the fuck what this is. That's when it's going to get scary. But you just deal with
it, I guess. I think is it any different when you kids started drinking and I'm like, listen, you know, I would sit down and talk to you.
I know, but that's been around forever. Everyone has dealt with that. No one has dealt with their kid living a virtual life. You know, no one's dealt with that yet.
Yeah, but if my kid's in the room all the time behind, you know, we also didn't allow closed doors in our house. You know, we also didn't put TVs in our room. We also, listen, when you kids were being raised, did we allow you to be in your room for hours with your laptop? No, we spend all the time in the family.
Right.
There was no phones at dinner. There was no computers at dinner.
So you just got to set parameters.
You know, and you know, we made sure your homework was done. You know, these are things you need to do. So I think as a parent, you'll work on it and you'll know, look, and if you have a problem kid, whatever it might be, I don't say problem kid, but a kid that's a concern of yours, you'll have to work on it.
You have to be extra.
You have to work on it.
Yeah.
And you have to set boundaries.
A heavier hand.
You have to, right, you take things away and you're the parent.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot let the inmates run the asylum. You're the warden of your home.
Yeah.
Period.
Of course. the worrying thing is, I mean, not worrying, but the thing that you just got to consider is like, what happens when you wake up and you don't recognize the home anymore? Because one day that happens. And like, as the rate technology is going, every week it's like, every week you look around and you're like, the world's changing. Holy shit, I don't fucking, okay. Like, you know what I mean? And eventually it's going to be so much different, so much more different that it's going to be like.
That's okay. I think they're exciting things, but as a parent, you're going to, and there's no instruction booklet for being a parent. And you look, the good thing is you three kids are well-rounded and grounded, I think. And you have parents that love you and a good support system, and we'll all navigate through it. And the main thing is that they're healthy and happy. That's the most important thing for children.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what they do.
And that's so scary too. I was thinking about that the other day too. Like, you could just have a kid that has an issue. And then your whole life has changed forever.
But you can't worry about those asking things. It's scary. You know, when our kids were born, this was a generational thing. You're like, the first, like, 10 fingers, 10 toes. You know, it's like the whole thing to make sure, like, saying they're okay. Yeah.
But now it's like,
oh, there's so many other things.
Now it's like anything in their brain. You know, you have no idea, or like just all this.
Yeah, the
shit.
Foods are worse. Everything's worse on that. Yeah, it's an issue.
Right? We're being poisoned every day, and our kids are being poisoned.
And autism and those things are so prevalent. We have friends of ours, great people. They have like a 1 year old. They have so many problems. It's just luck of the draw.
No, I know, luck of the draw. But
it's scary.
If you think of it as luck of the draw is like pulling the lucky number in a raffle thing, right? Let's say there used to be 500 lucky ones to 500, you know, 500 lucky ones out of 600 total numbers. So like your odds were really good. Now it's like there's 100 out of 600.
They say 1 out of 4.
You know, it's so...
Oh, isn't autism 1 out of 4?
Yeah.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah,
that's high odds.
Extremely scary. 1 out of 4 boys, they say.
Right, but listen.
And then not even just that. Then there's all the mental things and the, you know...
You're creating too much stress for yourself.
Oh, you just...
Parenting's a great thing.
No, I know. It's not stuff that I like. It doesn't keep me up at night. It's just things that I'm thinking about.
I don't blame you.
I don't blame you.
Because life changes and you have to deal with it. And you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, we have a good friend of ours. His daughter is a child who's on the spectrum. And he's like, the daughter cries all the time. And he's the grandfather.
Your life as you knew it, over.
He says, you know, he tries to be positive with it, but it's not over.
Your life as you knew it is over.
Your life changes completely. When you get married, changes completely. When you have children, changes completely.
Usually, those changes, it changes for the better. No offense, but it changes for the worse when you have a child with disabilities.
That has an issue, yeah.
Your life changes for the worse. There are still positives to it, right? You still like can feel love from this kid and you feel a purpose maybe because you're taking care of this
kid.
But it definitely changes
for
the worse.
It's not easy, Bronny.
Yeah, and it was out of your control. You didn't ask for it. You didn't want it. It just happened.
Not easy.
You can't do anything about it, and that's terrifying.
Scary.
Yeah. Okay, should we move on?
Yeah.
Because that's scary shit.
No, that's Bronny's depressing us. Okay, but yes.
No, it's not depressing stuff. It's just stuff like that I'm thinking about.
They're talking about lunch. I want to go to that place.
Tell them all day. Say Bryce and I talked about
all day.
You just handle that. Bryce said Bronson had a spot downtown. Mom said we prefer not to go downtown. What do you mean?
Where is this place? How far is it?
It's right next to 11 and Space. You know that area of downtown?
I don't care. Yeah, it's fine.
Mom said fine. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You know Bryce knows the place we want to go?
Yep.
All right, so that's where we'll go, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
There's like the main conversation that I want to talk about, which we'll get to in 5 minutes, but there's this crazy story that I just wanted to do. So apparently in the last like couple of months, we've seen out of nowhere, it's never happened before, and now it's happening in frequency. Like it's happening more than once. Killer whales, you know, orcas,
mm-hmm.
are starting to like attack fishing boats all across the world. It's not just like in one place. And it's never happened before. Like a few months ago, it was like the first reported one where like they're like attacking boats.
Really?
And people were like, what? This is a weird thing. And then it started happening more and more. And it's like, what the f? Isn't that weird?
Yeah, why do you think?
No one knows yet.
You have footage of it?
No, I don't think so. Let's see. Orcas. Yeah, look. The first thing, orcas attacking boats, orcas sinking boats, orcas sinking yachts. Let's see.
That's scary.
This is from yesterday.
Where are they located, orca whales?
All over the world. Mostly in cold water.
Okay. Not in Florida.
No. Okay. Our water's too warm down here. This says orca. Look, this is from one day ago. Orcas disrupt boat race near Spain in latest display of dangerous, puzzling behavior. This is from yesterday from Yahoo. Killer whale revolution continues. Orcas attack another boat. Like, how weird.
Let's see the videos. I want to see some of the videos.
I don't think there are videos. Oh, here. Yeah, orca encounter at Gibraltar. Another pod of orcas have waged war on another brave boat. And per CBS News,
two now what? Orcas want to get involved and take over the country?
But is that not bizarre?
What do you think it is? What? Well, let's see what they say.
I think we're probably, I bet they probably don't have enough food. Right, and they're just, when animals don't have enough food, they do weird things. You know, like when bears don't have enough food, they come into towns and just like check around. So I think they don't have enough food, and they're like, these boats might have food. I don't know. They might think of them as, they might not think of them as boats. They might think of them as food.
I don't know. Let's see how big the boats are.
So this says, two teams competing in the international sailing competition, the Ocean Race, were attacked by a pod of orcas who were seemingly unhappy with their presence. When the boats traveled through the Atlantic Ocean on Thursday, multiple orcas approached the vessels and pushed up against them. They nudged and bit the rudders of the boats, and one even rammed into them.
How scary is that?
Yeah, and they're called killer whales for a reason. These things will fuck you up. If scary. You're in the water with them, and they're smart, apparently. They're really smart. They coordinate on
do they have
hunts.
Any predators?
No, they're an apex predator. Nothing takes down killer whales. Okay. They're a king of the ocean. They're literally called killer whales.
Make it bigger, I want to say.
Get ready, 8-4 down.
1 minute. So these guys are out of nowhere.
It's on a sailboat.
A little scary, right? Okay. Oh, yeah, I'd be afraid if that was coming to me.
Look, it's just like waiting for them, you know?
That's not even a big one.
It's underwater. That's terrifying.
Oh, yeah, I'd be scared shitless. That's right near the boat.
It's biting. It's nudging the rudder. It's just like checking it out, you know? What is this thing, I think?
How do they get a camera in there?
A GoPro underneath the water.
Coming straight?
There's a few of them.
Wow, 1 minute. Yeah, this is scary.
Oh, I guess they're trying to scare him away by banging.
Okay, on the boat now. Oh, right here.
They're just circling the boat, like, but
it can knock the boat over.
If just this one instance was like, oh, that's crazy, but it's been happening very often now and all around the world. That's the weird part. It's like all of a sudden the orcas are like deciding that they like want to take over. I don't know. So here, let's see. It says, let's go to another one.
Weird.
Orca. Here, look. Here, 3 days ago, orca rams yacht. Off Shetfield in first such incidents in northern waters. An orca repeatedly rammed a yacht in the North Sea on Monday in a concerning development following previous interactions between the cetaceans, which are orcas, and vessels. Like, isn't it so weird? A 72-year-old retired Dutch physicist and experienced yacht person was sailing solo in Norway. He was fishing for mackerel with a single line off the back of the boat when the orca suddenly appeared in the clear water and hit the stern of the 7-ton boat, just ramming a boat. Like, that's not natural behavior for an orca.
Read more.
I said, shit, Portuguese he had heard about the Portuguese accidents, told The Guardian. The whale hit again and again, creating shocks through the aluminum hull. What I felt was most frightening was the very loud breathing of the animal. The orca stayed behind the boat looking for the keel. Then he disappeared but came back at fast speed 2 or 3 times, circled a bit. Maybe he just wanted to play or look me in the eyes or get rid of the fishing line. This is the same behavior that was seen in the Iberian orca population, but it is the first time it's known to happen in northern waters. Highly social cetaceans, orcas, also known as killer whales, use complex vocalizations to communicate and hunt for food. They learn matrilinearly, and postmenopausal females assume the greatest importance in individual pods. Grandmothers in the Iberian population have been seen observing during the interactions with yachts and other vessels. Experts believe this could be play among juvenile orcas. Dr. So-and-so in Portugal said, we know that many boats use fishing lines to fish, and it is motivation for orcas to come and examine them, but the focus on the rudders may come from adult whales who have developed an aversion towards boats. Perhaps they've had bad experiences and try to stop the boat. Most surprising is the fact that this learned behavior should have appeared nearly 2,000 miles from Gibraltar. Right, so it's like, you know, the orcas in different populations are experiencing the same thing. Ryan suggests that there are maybe highly mobile pods that can transmit this behavior a long distance. Lopez thinks, however, that human activities in an indirect way even are at the origin of this behavior. Increased marine traffic, dwindling food sources, warming seas, and noise pollution could all play a role, right? We could just be disrupting their natural behavior, and they're like, they might just be sick of it. They might be like, fuck these boats. They're ruining our oceans.
It's interesting.
Right? It's just like, you go through the news. Orca attacks spread killer whale rams north of Scotland. Three killer whales surround racing sloop. Orca's attack in Gibraltar. Like, all these things. Scary moment as orca attacks. It's just bizarre. And I just wanted to bring it up because I'm like, I don't know. It just was a weird news thing that I...
Like, you're on a little boat. You're fucked.
Oh, my God, yeah. But they're not even attacking little boats. Big boats. That's the weird thing. It's like, how would these... They're natural things.
Maybe they think food's on the boat.
I think that... I mean, we know that they're very, very smart. I think that it's a mixture of...
And fishing. There's fish on the end of the line.
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of that. Right, like they're like, oh, these boats normally have fish around them, so I'm going to come. And maybe they see the boats as competitors, you know, like how like a lion will attack another animal to be like, get out of my area. This is my fish. This is my hunting grounds. I think it's probably a mixture of that. I think it's a mixture of there are less fish in the ocean, so they're taking to more extremes to hunt for fish. Whatever it is, I was just like,
it's scary.
I was just like, this is really interesting, and scary. All of a sudden, the orcas are all attacking. That's just another thing that we need is like the fish in the ocean going against us.
If orcas are attacking you, we have problems.
Yeah, right? It's just bizarre.
What's next? No more frogs in the rainforest?
Well, it's like the book Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yes.
The movie about it. Great book. One of the best books. And there's a lot of insight into it. And it's very funny and all good. The book starts, how it starts is that all the dolphins in the world disappeared. And then it was like, that's what brought about like the end of the world when the aliens came. And all of a sudden the dolphins disappeared and everyone was like, what the hell? And it turns out that the dolphins all like left Earth and were a species of alien that actually was like living on Earth. And they were fed up with how the humans were living their lives on Earth. So they were like, we're out. And they disappeared and went to another planet. And so maybe this is our... The orcas are all revolting? Like, what the fuck?
Crazy.
Okay, so there was a story that I want to talk about because I just thought it was interesting. Remember we talked about Starbucks a few weeks back, how they won that, that woman won that lawsuit.
Yes.
With the racial thing. So Starbucks is in this other, did I spit on you? Sorry. No. Oh. No. Starbucks is in this other interesting thing.
I moved the cord.
Where, you know, it's Pride Month still. And Starbucks has been involved in these weird, you know, you probably heard, we've talked about it, like how all the Starbucks workers have been trying to unionize and like they've been successful in a lot of the unions. And there's been this battle between Starbucks corporate and all these stores unionizing over the past year or so. For Pride Month, this Starbucks corporate said, we will not be doing, like there will be no decorations in our stores for Pride Month. Which I thought was really interesting, right? Like, because they're a Seattle company. They're a modern, liberal company. You're like, you think of Starbucks, you think of, like, young, Gen Zer, you know, like, pink hair. You think of that stuff. But corporate was like, no, we are not doing any Pride stuff. Which I feel like you would be like, cool.
I'm all in favor of that.
Which I just thought was
odd. Because I'm okay with Pride Month, but let it just be like anything else.
Right, like, why does this whole store need to change?
Right, every store needs to change.
And it is the case. Like, a lot of stores you see...
Yeah,
Abercrombie. We just talked about that whole thing, right?
Like, I don't care if you want to, like, isn't it also Hot Dog Day? I mean, everything has a label.
Yeah, and so they were like...
My friend just showed me a video this morning, and they were marching in New York. We're queer, we're here, and we're coming after your children. And they were saying that.
Well, they're saying we're coming after your children because... They're 100% saying it as a joke because the right says they're coming after
you understand how fucked up that is, though?
Yes,
that's a little scary.
Starbucks said that. Starbucks. I want to find out why they said that.
Are they boycotting now Starbucks and they're going to riot?
So all these unionized stores, which I think is like over 150 of the stores, are now like boycotting, saying, no, we're not going to serve, I guess. We're not going to work in these stores. So yeah, this says several thousand Starbucks workers are slated to go on strike amid a dispute with the coffee giant regarding LGBTQ store displays during Pride Month.
But they're not doing anything. They're just saying we're just not doing it.
Yeah, so I want to know
Okay, Bronny, is this the old saying, the inmates will run asylum? Like, now you got to double down.
Well, no, but with workers protesting?
Yes, my point is...
I don't know.
So So you got to give in to what every time the workers don't like something that the company does?
I don't know.
Get a different fucking job.
It's,
no, get a different okay, you're there to serve coffee. You work to serve coffee. You're a barista, whatever, barrister, whatever you call it. Okay?
Barista, yeah.
Barista. My point is this.
Barrister is...
A lawyer, right? Yeah. Hear me out. If the company says, we're not putting decorations up, that's their choice. So now, because the $9 an hour person is offended by that, it's not saying we're putting stuff up, which could be offensive or not. We're just leaving the stores the way it is.
I agree with you in this case. And I think in this case, it was very stupid for the Starbucks union to be like, we're going to protest over this. Because you like, if you protest over everything, your union has no power.
No, but
what? Certain times, I think it's very important for workers to unite, which I know is an
okay, unsafe and, environment.
Right, like
how, okay, working too much and not getting overtime. Right. Okay, right, those are different things. But lack of security.
But do you think those, but you just said, no, you're just there to do a job. If you don't like the job, leave.
I'm making an analogy.
But do you think, but now in... Because there's another worker strike that's going on.
I don't know how unions really work. I'm not a favor of unionizing things. Just off the cuff saying I don't believe in that. Okay. However, I believe if you don't like your employer, leave.
But most people just can't do that.
Okay. But you can. They can go work at another place. They go work at any coffee shop. Listen, I think if they put up, if there's African History Month, right? And they say now we're putting up all black advertisements. White people might find that offensive.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just saying because then I might say I'm not doing, they're doing okay, Mexican
but
month.
So what if they find it offensive? You say to the left, who cares if you find it offensive? That's harmless.
But this is my point. Let me go continue what I'm saying. When you start labeling, separating, you're always going to make one side maybe feel more comfortable, one side feel more uncomfortable. That's just the way it is.
Okay.
But if they say, we're just going to have a coffee shop, we're just serving coffee, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I agree. In this
that's case, all I'm saying.
I agree. I think it's very stupid that the workers are saying, nope, we're boycotting over not having LGBT stuff. Starbucks is probably a very pro-LGBT
organization. Do you stop? The Jewish people are going to boycott when they don't put up Hanukkah display, but they only put up Christmas? I mean, it's enough already. Seriously.
I agree with this, but there's another thing that I want to talk about. So it just says... workers
and Pride Month, Brian, and Pride Month's okay, and being gay is okay. Who cares?
Yeah.
But this is what
it doesn't have to be every.
This
single
is
thing.
What pushes it, where it's being forced on you like everything else. So I'm not going to let the liberal fuck the person who makes $8,000 an hour fucking who can't spell Thanksgiving dictate to me what needs to be fucking. This makes you hate people more. It does. It makes you say you're fucking annoying.
So it says here, Starbucks Workers United, the group leading the efforts to unionize. Starbucks workers tweeted that more than 150 stores and 3,500 workers will be on strike. In the company's treatment, due to the company's treatment of queer and trans workers.
Now, how's that treatment? There's no treatment.
Right.
See, you need to see.
Exactly.
See, this is leading the witness.
Saying you can't.
You're not, they're not treating anybody differently. We're a coffee shop. We're just serving coffee.
That's not the way, that's what they said.
Right.
That's
right. A quote from them. We're not for it. We're not against it.
Right.
We're bipartisan, basically. And by the way, they hire a lot of liberal.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, totally. Starbucks you think of as a
more
liberal.
I'm not even care about it. I'm not talking about someone's sexuality, like you know they're gay or not know they're gay, not gay. They hire people who are like borderline.
But then would that not lead you to think, oh, if Starbucks is hiring plenty of
because the customer
then wouldn't they be more inclined to, if 30% of your employees are one thing, shouldn't you be more open to letting them do their culture?
Let them do their culture. We hire you. We support you.
No, I agree with you. I'm just
seeing
the other side.
I'm not saying this is gay is handicapped, but if they said we are hiring 30% of our employees as quadriplegics being wheelchairs and they don't put up pictures of people in wheelchairs in Special Olympics, it's enough already.
It says here.
No, it's enough.
Workers at Starbucks flagship store, the Seattle Roastery, went on strike on Friday with dozens picketing outside. Earlier this month, collective accused Starbucks of banning Pride Month displays. And then they said, quote, in union stores where Starbucks claims they are unable to make unilateral changes without bargaining, the company took down Pride decorations and flags anyway, ignoring their anti-union talking point. In a statement provided to CBS, a Starbucks spokesperson vehemently denied the allegation, saying that quote, Workers United continues to spread false information about our benefits, policies, and negotiation efforts.
I'm sure that's
a tactic used to seemingly divide our partners and deflect from their failure to respond to bargaining sessions for more than 200 stores.
Could you imagine that Starbucks has to waste their time with this?
No, yeah,
could
I just thought imagine, this was an interesting story because it's like a liberal company not being
We serve coffee. We welcome people from the public to come in and use our Wi-Fi. We serve some food, and you can use our place and hang out.
Yeah.
Okay. They're clearly, clearly liberal.
Liberal.
Open. They're clearly fluid with the stuff and whatever, right? And open.
Definitely.
So can't they just serve coffee? I mean, it's a fucking joke. When does it end?
Yeah, but the problem is if you're hiring all these liberal young people, Bronson, they're then going to expect more because they're liberal young people.
They hire black people. They hire women enough to go do breast awareness. And not every...
Breast awareness.
No, but my point is...
These are boobs.
No, but they do these months.
I don't joke.
Breast cancer and not breast awareness.
You just said breast awareness. That was the joke.
That was wrong.
Yeah.
That was...
These are boobs.
Right. But my point is every month has a label.
Yeah.
Well, it's become a circus.
It's because marketing can make money off of it. And
that's
shit.
Stone. Can I just see what he is for 1 sec? Because that dad's watching the dog.
Can't mom just talk to him?
Okay, I'll call him back. I'll just tell him I'm in a pod.
Yeah, tell him 5 minutes. The other thing that's going on too, which we'll just touch on quickly, is... Wait, I'll give you a sec. He's doing a text.
Go ahead.
Hollywood. This happened like 3 weeks ago, a month ago, but it's
those
still
those things
going
bother
on.
Me. It's not anti-gay. I'm not, that has nothing to do with it. I just think if every month, I'm sorry for going back, but like I said, every month has a label. It's constant every month.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's
enough already.
It's just marketing.
Okay.
But it's because they can sell, like Target during Pride Month can sell specific Pride things so they make more money. Okay. During Black History Month, they can sell specific Black History. During Christmas, they can sell specific Christmas.
It's just to make more money. Me not want to go. Do you understand that? When I went to Abercrombie and I saw that, it makes me not want to go.
Yeah.
Not because I'm anti, but it's not a forum. It's a clothing store. No, it's I not agree. A. That, yeah. It's just not
it's
a forum.
It's not the place for that.
It's a fucking joke.
So like a month ago in Hollywood, this was it's a big deal and not a lot of people are talking about it and it's still going on. You probably don't even know about it. Like a month ago, the Writers Guild, which is like the union for writers,
right.
They voted and then like officially went on strike. Because they believe that their pay wasn't fair. They believe like that the studios, you know, make so much money off of these movies and TV shows, and the writers barely make any money. And the writers have no choice about it because, you know,
Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. I got a text. I'm so sorry. Say it one more time.
Oh, God.
Or 1 minute. Hey, now, can you call Stone? I don't know. It's just, he's calling me. Try to figure. He can leave if he wants. Go ahead, Bronny. Sorry.
So
the Writers Guild, right? Sorry about that.
The writers all believed that they were like, and I mean, I know from firsthand experience that this is like, there's definitely truth to this. The studios make so much money, right? And I mean, they are the business of it. And the writers have no choice but to write for the studios because there's nowhere else to go.
Okay.
Right, like the studios have a monopoly. There's 7 studios,
okay,
and that's it. Like, there's no other way to make a movie except, especially as a writer, right? Like, you're just selling your script to someone who's going to make it,
right?
So they have no choice but to sell to these studios, and then the studios, you know, make hundreds of millions, and the writers make barely anything,
right?
They make scale, is what that's called. And so they all agreed that, like, the Writers Guild got together and was like, we all agree that this isn't fair, so we're not writing for the studios anymore.
And do you have to be in the Writers Guild union in order for, like, could a studio just buy my script?
So technically they could, but the unions in Hollywood have so much power that they can't, right? Like, if you are Netflix and you're like, I'm going to just hire ununionized writers. Well, one, first of all, if you, the ununionized writers, if you're a writer that's worth any, you know, worth any
but
weight.
You could be a good writer, Brian, and submit it, and they can like your script.
Yeah, but you're not. You know, it's just like writing a movie is not just anyone can do it. There's like, there's experience that has to go into it, right? And so like most people's first scripts are horrible, and they're not going to be, you know, but then anyone who's written a few good scripts will likely be involved in the writers' union. They'll just be in the guild. So if you're looking to hire ununionized writers, non-unionized writers, you're probably not going to get as good a talent, right? So that's one thing. But then also, if you're Netflix and you're like, we'll just hire ununionized writers, then the Writers Guild will be like, okay, then you can never work with a unionized, like, we will never let one of our unionized members work with you ever again. So it's like, you know how you we were saying yesterday, if you turn down a client once, you're like, fuck, because you're never going to get the clients again. So the studios just won't risk it because it's like, because then you'll never be able to hire a good writer.
The Writers Guild gone on strike?
So the Writers Guild went on strike like a month ago, and they've been on strike every day since. And they've been trying to negotiate with all these studios, and they've been trying to negotiate for a month, and they just haven't worked out a fair thing.
They want more money for the scripts.
They want more pay towards writers and more back. Like a lot of studios will,
the back end of the deal.
A lot of studios will say, okay, we'll just pay you. We'll pay you 20 grand just for this script, and that's all you're getting. But then they'll make hundreds of millions in perpetuity.
Right, you want on the back end.
Right, so a lot of writers are like, that's not fair. It's my, like, I'm the one who wrote
I'm
this.
I'm the creator
this
of
is
it.
My, these are my characters. These are my words. Right. I should get paid on the royalties. You're getting paid on the royalties.
Right, makes sense. So that does make sense.
Yeah, and so they're it's a strength in numbers thing, right? So the union all got together, and they were like, every single writer, we're all not working until these studios agree, we come to an agreement. And so they still haven't come to an agreement. So that what that means...
Shit TV.
Yeah, there hasn't been able for the last month, and I have friends who work in Hollywood, right? There hasn't been new filming of any movie or television show in a month. And so that's going to... One, these studios will lose a lot of money. The writers will also lose a lot of money. Right? The writers
but they got to stand firm.
The writers have more to lose, right? Because...
think so? I don't know if I agree with you yet.
I think Warner Brothers... can hold out longer
more stable
than a guy who has to support his family. You know what I mean? They have stores of money. They have other options, right? They can rerun old things.
They can.
They can produce. They can do. So the last writer's strike was like around 2008, 2010. And then from that, we had a huge explosion of reality TV. You know, we had all the Deadliest Catch, Storage Wars, Real Housewives, all those came out of the previous writer strike because you don't need writers on a reality TV, or you don't need unionized writers, I guess, right? You can do reality. You can just go, we're just going to go film a fishing boat, you know? So they can do that, but that's not where the big bucks are. The big bucks are your Marvel movies, you know, which you need writers for. So I think the studios can hold out longer.
Interesting.
But at a certain point, they can't, right? A lot of these studios are owned by parent corporations, they're owned by public companies that at a certain point are going to be like, no. We need
content.
So it's a war, right? It's a war of attrition, you know, like where it's like who can hold out the longest, who can starve themselves the longest until they're going to die. But it's been happening for a while now. And it's just interesting like to see.
So nothing new yet.
No, there hasn't been an agreement. And then last week or 2 weeks ago, the Actors Guild voted. They haven't gone on strike yet, but they voted to go on strike. So and it
the
passed.
Actors too.
Yeah, it passed. So
why? What's their beef?
Same shit. Which is it's the actors have it worse than the writers, guaranteed. I know this from personal experience. People think that actors are like, you know, all
well, the
wealthy.
Top ones are.
Only it's not even the top 1%. It's 1% of 1% of total actors, right? When you think of actors, you just think of the people that you know. But think when you watch a movie, every single person in that movie is considered an actor. You only know the three that you recognize, but everyone in the background's an actor. Everyone, you know, that has like all the people that are just sitting in the cafe in a scene where you're watching Tom Cruise, all those people are actors. There are hundreds of thousands of actors and you only know 40 of them, right?
Right.
So it's like, those are the ones that are well off. The others are struggling. Like even actors, you know, Sydney Sweeney, who is in she like famously came out and she's in Euphoria, right? Which is a big show. She was like, I can't pay my rent every month. She has to do all these ads, right? She has a water sponsorship deal and a beauty sponsorship deal and a bikini sponsorship.
What a tough industry.
Because otherwise she literally was like, I can't afford to pay my rent. She's a famous actress, you know? So it's like, it's hard. And tough obviously industry. I'm not saying like, oh, these actors have it too hard, but a lot of them do and are struggling. So it's just interesting. It'll be interesting to see what comes from it, like on your television screen, right? Like, there's going to be dearth, right? Where there's a lack of, for a couple months in like a year from now.
Well, TV sucks
anyway. Just like no shows, no new movies. And we're going to be sitting at home, be like, what the fuck? Why are there no new movies? And it's going to be because of this. But then it'll just be interesting. And I'll keep you guys updated on it if anything changes, like if they strike an agreement. But an agreement hasn't been stricken yet. So it's just interesting. That's another union that's striking. But they have a lot. The Writers Guild has a lot more power than the Starbucks union, for sure. The Writers Guild is like, they've taken one of the biggest industries in America and just grinded it to a halt. Literally, there's no new work going. And my friends who work in the industry are like, it sucks, because then that's another thing too, right?
The trickle-down effect. There's no one. The whole industry stops.
And a lot of like crew members, right? If you're like a director or you're a lighting guy and you have to support, right? You're a lighting guy and you have to support your family.
What do they do?
And a lot of them are like, fuck the writers union. This is so unfair. You guys are holding my life hostage. Right. I didn't agree to this.
Right.
And now there's no...
It's a tough industry though, Brian, because remember when before you worked for Leonardo DiCaprio, you were going from project to project to project. Right. And that's hard and so for
a
family.
If I was still doing that right now, right? And even like, there were people that were your age who support full families on this by going from set to set, right? Like you.
Yes, like, I know. Yes.
Yeah. So like he has no work right now because there's no shows going. So it's like now he is a hostage of this writer's situation. A
lot of stress.
So it's just really interesting. Like they're holding all these people hostage for fair pay, which is like, yes, we all agree for fair pay. But at what point do we, like, you have to pick and choose your battles.
You need to keep the engine moving, right?
So it'll be interesting. I'll keep you guys updated on that.
All right.
We just wanted to talk about that.
Follow advice or no?
I don't know if we have time.
Okay.
We'll do it next week.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right. Love you.
Love you too.
Peace out, everybody.
You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.